Yeah, it's been a journey. Obviously, we're disappointed that the board reversed their decision to meet here on the Central Peninsula. It's something we've been pushing for. I've been pushing for personally since 2014. And, we didn't gain much traction in 17, although we were able to get them to hold a work session down here. But the main meeting we'd like to have is the Upper Cook Inlet meeting. And, they just seem unwilling to want to do that. I know they hold meetings that are relevant to other areas where they're considering, Kodiak, Prince William Sound, Bristol Bay. And so, in some respect, they're not, following some of their, practice regarding, where they hold meetings in relation to the geographical area of most of the proposals that they're considering. It's really disappointing. And it's a political. I mean, this, in my opinion, it's politically driven, and, it's sad.
Just regarding yesterday's vote on this issue specifically, came about at the advice of the state ombudsman's office. The state ombudsman was called in to look into that vote last year that kind of got this whole thing started. What were your thoughts about, just the basic premise that a Board of Fish decision needed to be reviewed by the state ombudsman?
Well, I think the ombudsman, recognized that they didn't follow what they would consider their past practice, which is sort of their, what they should be, the guidelines they should be following. So, what they did is at the AYK meeting, Alaska Yukon Delta meeting, there wasn't a notice on the agenda, and the board chair at the beginning of the meeting had made mention that they were going to reconsider the 2020 meeting location, quote unquote, later in the meeting, and felt that, I guess, in his mind, that met public notice. Well, clearly, actually at that time, myself, Paul Ostrander, and Stephanie Queen, the city manager of Keenan and Saldana, respectively, we all went up to that meeting once we heard, basically through the grapevine that this was going to be happening. Got up there on a Friday, scrambled to get up there, and were told they weren't going to consider it after it was mentioned. I think maybe I'm just guessing here, surmising that their legal counsel probably told them, hey, you might want to maybe not do it this way because, we might not be meeting, our past practices and a standard of public notice. So after lunch, felt confident hearing from the board chair and from several other board members that they weren't going to vote on it. And then getting on this side of the mountains and having my cell phone kind of blow up once I got back in the coverage, let me know that they went and had and voted on it. I just scratched my head going, come on. This is, I've never felt so, marginalized by a public body that way. It was just, kind of my jaw hit the ground. And so the ombudsman, recognized that and said, hey, you guys have to do a review on this. And I think she made the right decision, at least recognizing I didn't have a whole lot of hope that it would change the results of that vote they took at the AYK meeting. But they should at least meet a certain standard for transparency. That was, I think, the whole point of the ombudsman's decision.
Well, and just to kind of wrap up, yesterday's decision, I don't think probably came as a big surprise to anyone, but do you have any final thoughts?
I guess I should mention sort of one element of this is that you're going to find that no matter where that meeting is, you're going to have, organizations representing their memberships there, but it sort of shuts out the person that doesn't belong to a membership, that has something to say to the board. But to answer your question, looking further down the line, I think, yes, there will be, certainly, an effort to have the 2023 meeting on the Central Peninsula. And we'll keep continuing to, hopefully be successful to at least get some meeting down here in the future. Because I think after 20 years, if you say not after 20 years, then when? That's the next question.